This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Federal Parliament starts proceedings. Top leaders stress on good governance, development and prosperity. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda seeking vote of confidence at Parliament today. Government unveils 21-point common minimum program. And about 1,500 people arrested in Brazil after supporters of former president stormed Congress, the presidential palace and the Supreme Court. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal is seeking a vote of confidence in the parliament today. Senior-most member of the parliament, Pashupati Samsir Jabara, informed the House about the schedule for the vote of confidence today. As per the schedule, Prime Minister Dahal will seek a vote of confidence at 11 a.m. today in the parliament. Meanwhile, talking to the journalist after emerging from the House meeting yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal expressed his belief that he would win the vote of confidence from the House of Representatives. The top leaders of the political parties addressed the first session of the post-election House of Representatives yesterday. On the occasion, the leaders stressed the need for moving ahead, keeping good governance, development and prosperity at the centre. In his address to the parliament, Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda said the Nepali people had expected the government to perform exceptionally well. The Prime Minister added that the political parties were already aware of the people's expectations, grievances and concerns, and now they had no excuse to stay unresponsive towards the issues. The Prime Minister stressed the need for strengthening national unity by focusing on economic prosperity and good governance. Likewise, addressing the first session of the Parliament, Nepali Congress President Shehbahadur Dewa said the Nepali people had expected much from this House of Representatives. He stated that the Parliament should strive for achieving sustainable peace, good governance, development and prosperity with the Federal Democratic Republican governance system. Also speaking on the occasion, CPNUML Chairman K.P. Sharma Oli said the current government was expected to contribute to protecting, promoting and strengthening democracy. Similarly, in his address to the House meeting, Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Ravi Lamachani sought support from all quarters to end various anomalies. Likewise, addressing the Parliament session, Rashtriya Prajatantra Party Chairman Rajendra Lingden vowed to deliver services in the interest of the nation and the people. CPN Unified Socialist Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal called for unity among all in protecting the Constitution and the Democratic Republic. Janamat Party Chairman Dr. Chandrakanta Rawat calls on all to collectively address the problems being faced by the nation and the people. Similarly, Janta Samajwadi Party Nepal's parliamentary party leader Ram Sahay Prasad Yadav said the new parliament needed to work for the protection and enforcement of the political achievements. Meanwhile, the first session of the post-election National Assembly was also held at the Federal Parliament building yesterday itself. At the beginning of the meeting, National Assembly Chairman Ganesh Prasad Timilsina read out letters received from the Office of the President in regard to the summons for the House session, the appointment of the Prime Minister and the Council of Ministers. During the first session, the lawmakers urged the government to pay special attention to poverty alleviation, promoting endorsement of the Citizenship Bill and mainstreaming the economic and self-employment issues. The government has unveiled its common minimum program that outlines its priorities as well as the tasks that will be executed. The common minimum program was announced in the presence of Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda at a program held yesterday at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers. The document brings together the policy, priorities and minimum programs of the ruling coalition. Unveiling the government's common minimum program, Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Paudel said the program was brought to address the people's aspirations for development and their concerns. According to the finance minister, the program highlighted the development of various sectors including health, education, agriculture and tourism. Deputy Prime Minister Powdil further said the government's common minimum program also included the provision of replacing imports by expediting agricultural productivity. The program has equally emphasized hydroelectricity generation, creating employment opportunities and launching Make in Nepal campaign, among others. Addressing the government's common minimum program unveiling ceremony, Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda said the program was a foundation for the unification of all ruling coalition partners. On the occasion, Chairman of CPNUML, KP Sharma Oli, said the ruling parties were in common ground for the development of the nation. Newly appointed Chief Minister of Gandaki Province, Khagaraj Adhikari, took the oath of office and secrecy yesterday. Gandaki Province Chief Prithivaman Gurung administered the oath to Chief Minister Adhikari amidst a special program. Meanwhile, the Chief Minister expanded the three-member cabinet yesterday itself. Province Chief Gurung also administered the oath of office and secrecy to all three ministers. Newly appointed Chief Minister of Province No. 1, Hikmat Kumar Karki, took oath of office and secrecy yesterday. Province Chief Parshuram Khapung administered the oath of office to Chief Minister Karki amidst a ceremony held at the office of the Province Chief. The Chief Minister also formed a three-member cabinet yesterday itself. The CBN Maui Centre Parliamentary Party leader, Salikram Jamarkatil, has been appointed Chief Minister of the Bagmati Province. The Province Chief Yadav Chandra Sharma appointed leader Jamarkatil yesterday. The Karnali Province Assembly is to elect a new Speaker on January 15. At the meeting of the Province Assembly held yesterday, the eldest member of the Assembly fixed the date for electing the Speaker on January 15. With the election schedule in place, Province Assembly Secretary Jibraj Buratoki will initiate the process for the election. The election will be held at 11 a.m. on January 15. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. About 1,500 people have been held in Brazil after supporters of former President Jair Bolsonaro stormed Congress, the Presidential Palace and the Supreme Court in the capital, Brasilia. The rioting came a week after President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva was sworn in. He condemned the terrorist acts and vowed to punish the perpetrators. Bolsonaro has not admitted defeat in October's tight election that divided the nation and flew to the United States before the handover on 1st of January. On Monday, he was admitted to hospital in Florida with abdominal pain. Dozens of families from Joshimath town in India's Uttarakhand state have been evacuated after large cracks appeared in their homes and on roads. Citing a district official, the BBC said the area had been declared disaster prone. More than 600 houses have developed cracks so far due to gradual land subsidence, which refers to the ground slowly sinking. The rampant construction has been blamed for the crisis. At least 32 people have been abducted at a train station in Edo State of southern Nigeria. The BBC cited the authorities as saying among those taken were station staff and passengers waiting for a train. The security forces, helped by local hunters, are reported to have launched a search and rescue operation for the victims. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be partly to generally cloudy in Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudar Paschim Province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places in the central and western high mountainous regions. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Federal Parliament starts proceedings. Top leaders stress on good governance, development and prosperity. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda seeking vote of confidence at Parliament today. Government unveils 21-point common minimum program. And about 1,500 people arrested in Brazil after supporters of former president stormed Congress, the presidential palace and the Supreme Court. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.